Okay, we're back. It's Monday, 4:20.
Yes.
Ooh. I hope you don't mind if we have a reefer cigarette and smoke grass and hash and rip a bong. Are you okay? Good, dude. Because it's mellow, bud. It should go down nice and easy.
I think I breathed some of my saliva.
It's super friendly grass. What'd you say?
Can't breathe.
Breathed your saliva. Yeah,
like
you. Oh shit! Now I'm hacking. Is asthma contagious?
I don't know what's happening, man. I don't really feel good at all.
I'm freaking scared, and I'm not high at all.
I'm just generally suffering from some sort of psychosis, I think, and breathing or fake smoking triggered some sort of response. Oh God, it feels good to be alive.
Yeah, we're back.
All right, we're going to put this on our regular podcast feed for audio listeners, but we'll give the Patreons the video version. So if you actually see what want to see what my coughing looked like,
yeah,
you're going to have to pay to play.
That's right. Please. And it was a really good cough.
Speaking of play, we talked about this last week on our Patreon. The Tottenham Hotspur, your favorite football club, is teetering on the edge of irrelevance.
Yeah, they are staring into the abyss.
When we spoke last week, they were in 18th place of 20, which means they were, if the season ended today, going to be relegated to the minor leagues of Premier League football.
The second tier.
Yeah.
Not the minor league. Yeah. Championship. It's still a really respectable league.
Yeah, for the
Wrexham is up there and everybody thinks they're amazing.
Yeah.
So... Tottenham going down there, that's still pretty cool.
Exactly.
It's still pretty cool.
So you've reached the acceptance version of grief. But
I really don't know. I still don't know how I'm going to feel if and when it happens. It feels more likely that it's going to happen every single day.
Yeah. But then since we spoke last, they were about to win a match, and then at the stoppage time, extra time, basically as the match was about to end, they gave up a goal for a draw.
Yeah.
Go from 3 points to one.
You know, it's one of those things where there are positives to take from that game, but it's a hard pill to swallow given what the expectation was with like 3 or 4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
You're expecting to win.
Yeah.
And really in incredible fashion. It was an amazing game. Like, they came out fighting. They really went for it. Mm-hmm. Two great goal scorers. Like, two of my favorite players scored the goals. Like, Pedro Porro opens, scores. Stadium erupts. Everyone's going nuts. Mm-hmm. Going into halftime, they're in stoppage time before the first half, and then they concede a goal. A pretty amazing goal, but one they probably shouldn't have conceded, given that they were 2 minutes from going into the dressing room up 1-0 at home.
So they sort of did the same thing in the second half. Every half is about to end, and they let up a goal.
Right, two stoppage time goals, each to equalize. But, you know, then they fought back. Xavi Simons scores a goal. A really great goal, beautifully worked.
Yeah.
he jumps into the stand, shirts off, just euphoria. Uh-huh. Everybody is fucking believing. If the game ends up 2-1, the vibes are so strong. We are in 17th place with so much momentum.
Yeah.
Our first win in this calendar year. But instead, with 4 minutes into stoppage time, in the 95th minute, with 3 minutes to just keep it closed down, they concede again.
And this other team doesn't really have anything to play for, right? They're like, whatever.
No, they do.
Mid.
No, I think they're not. I think that win sent them into like a European spot. I think there's definitely something to play for Brighton. And they're one of the best teams in the league. They're like the in-form team in the league. Like they've won 5 of their last 6 or something like that.
Yeah.
So like they're... They are really good. Tottenham, before this game, if you had said Tottenham would draw, I would have been like, hell yeah, let's take that. Yeah. We can get a point, and then we win, you know, 3 of our last 5 games, we might be able to stay up. But
the way it happened.
When you're up, basically, if if Brighton had scored first and we equalized, we would have been celebrating. Yeah. Things are good.
Yeah.
The team fought. They scored. But it is just that, like,
the order of operations changed everything. Yeah. The expectations of glory. And then snatched into the hands of defeat.
And we still don't have a victory in 2026. That feels bad.
And that other team, the 17th place team, West Ham, plays today. Are you going to watch that?
Yes. Yes, I am. And the other like the other teams that we needed to lose this weekend, both won. Leeds won and Forest won, which send them further up the table. We're like 5 points adrift from them. I think only 2 points separate us and West Ham. But if they win, then it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
You should have a live stream of you watching that West Ham game just so we can live and die through you.
Yeah, I won't be watching. I was so tense watching the Tottenham game that I actually didn't see the late equalizer. I went on a walk. I was like, this is too much.
Wow. So you were watching this Tottenham game. You left when it was 2-1 just to get away from the TV. You're like, I can't handle this pressure. It
was in the 87th minute. I was like, I just can't watch because if I care too much, if I see Brighton score, I'll be so sad. And if I stay here for the next 10 minutes, it's going to be such a tense watch that I just don't even know if I can handle it.
Okay, so how'd you find out?
So I took Dingo on a walk, and I left my phone at the house.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm just
going to real superstitious.
I'm just
going to
go. Yeah. And as I was walking, I was like, you know, Brighton could have scored. It could be 2-2. But then there might even be time. Maybe Tottenham wins 3-2. Maybe the final score line is Brighton 3, Tottenham 2.
Yeah.
Maybe Tottenham actually stuck it out. By the time I came back to my house, I was like, I'm going to see 2-1 full time. Tottenham wins. And I didn't have anything to worry about. And I walked in. They were already onto like the United game on my TV.
I had 9 missed calls. Like,
yeah. And then I looked at my phone because I was like, if Tottenham won, I think Micah and my friend Andy would text me. I was like, they'll say, let's go if they won.
Yeah.
Or like, woof if we blew it or something. But no text.
No text at all.
And yeah. And then I saw like the underneath, like the pundits talking about United 2-2. And I was like, how the fuck did that happen?
So you tried to sort of jinx the universe into not having a goal scored. It's like, I don't even give a shit. I'm not going to watch, whatever. And then it still happened.
That's right.
Did you watch the highlight of the goal?
Yeah, I watched the goal after the fact.
Was it good? Or
no, it wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Defensive letdown, more of a mistake, or what are we thinking?
I think there are a lot of people giving... my man Danso some shit because it's kind of an individual error that leads to the goal. But I don't know. I think I give him a little bit more credit. Did you see it?
It looked like a fine goal. The crowd went crazy. I thought it was not a Tottenham home game.
It was right in front of the away end. So that's the Brighton supporters sitting in one section.
I see. Yeah. I'm like, it said it was a Tottenham home game, but then the crowd went fucking nuts. I'm like, maybe it wasn't.
Yeah. People are saying, like, the people online were like, Dancer should have just smacked the ball into the stands. Like, that's what you're supposed to do when the ball comes into your penalty area. You're defending late. Just, like, keep on hoofing it far away from your own goal.
Yeah.
That's the whole game.
Yeah.
Don't try. And he kind of tries to control it or take a touch. But I don't think to me, it felt like he was just trying to bring it into him so he could kick it into the stands. It's not like he was trying to do anything fancy. And then I forget who the Brighton player is that stole it, but it looked like he just came out of nowhere and did something that was like borderline impossible. And then they still get an amazing shot away. It's like,
do you take any solace in the fact that your rival team also blew a game?
Yeah. I take a lot of solace in that.
That's good.
A lot.
That was good.
Like, yeah. I think it would have been a really hard weekend to take if Arsenal had beat City.
Right.
So, yeah. Have you seen the memes of Erling Haaland kind of like marching around with his shirt off at the full-time whistle?
No, did he?
Yeah, he's like lip-syncing Flo Rida at the camera.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
He just can't wait to take his shirt off, that guy.
Yeah. And I mean, they, Arsenal and City, I think they really hate each other. They like got into a a fight in the middle of the game. Yeah. There was like, you know, potentially should have been a red card on Gabriel, I think it is. So yeah, a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. That was a good hate watch.
It's crazy how I watched like, that game. Hockey, basketball, and soccer, European soccer, all like come to a playoff during around the same time of the year.
Yeah. It'd be tough if I liked any of those other sports.
You should be a Mets fan too, just so you can feel some more disappointment.
The maximum pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've lost 11 in a row. Similar vibes.
Yeah, I've seen like on just on Reddit, like give it, they also like gave up a walk off home run.
Yeah, very similar.
Hit recently.
They also lost 2-1. Interesting.
Yeah. Whoa, it's kind of amazing.
Wait a minute.
So are you gonna watch? So we've got 5 games on the run in.
Okay.
5 games left.
Yeah.
We've got to win 3.
And so they've lost their last 17 matches, and you're like, we got to go 3-2
They
now.
Drew their last match. They drew their last
they
match.
They haven't won in you do, 3
you
months.
You do have to. But they.
Why would they win 3 this of past, their last 5?
Well, first of all, they are. One of them is against Wolves, who are basically already
the
relegated.
Tanking team. They
don't have anything
that's
to play
a must
for.
Win for sure.
I think Everton is another one. Everton's a decent team, but they're out of European contention. They're just like going to be 12th or whatever.
They don't give a shit.
They don't have anything to play for.
Yeah.
And then they're playing Leeds, who is another, you know, that's a relegation battle.
Yeah.
We don't know how Leeds is going to close out the year. And then of course they are playing Chelsea at Stamford Bridge, where we haven't won in like, I think a generation.
Yeah, that one might be a tough one.
Yeah, and then Villa away. Villa are very, very good. But we do have a good record playing against them.
So it seems like you have away. Two-ish wins, two-ish losses, and then one game that might dictate everything against Leeds.
Potentially. But the thing is right now, if like, you know, if everybody wins, if everyone in the bottom part of the table wins their remaining game, Tottenham are relegated. And the relegation level teams are playing good.
It looks
Forest
like,
came back to win against Burnley.
Yeah.
Leeds beat Wolves. Yeah. And you know, they have easy schedules coming in too.
Yeah, it looks like the Spurs are at 55% on these betting markets, slightly above where they were before that draw.
Okay.
The draw didn't help.
And who is the other favorite? West Ham?
West Ham is 38%. So it's Wolves and Burnley near 100, and Tottenham is third at 55.
What do you want to happen?
I mean, I'm kind of curious about this relegation thing. Let me see what Tottenham's like in the Champions League. What if they just go 38-0 down there? That'll be exciting.
Championship, not the champions, but yeah.
That'd be kind of interesting. If they finish 7th, didn't they finish 17th last year?
They did finish 17th last year.
Yeah, they
but pretty comfortably.
17th twice should be relegation.
Yeah, that's fair. I think the thing is, last year, the relegation teams were like historically bad. Like some of them got mathematically eliminated.
It was
like weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 tanking teams. And then they were just by default regularly bad. So they were 17th.
Right. I don't know how many points they got last season. Maybe it was 36.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
Seems like something needs to be done. A shakeup needs to happen.
Yeah.
They can't just keep going
17. Well, the shakeup did happen. They fired the coach. Mm-hmm. They've got a new coach in. The players are playing better for him already. And, oh, you know what else happened? We have a lot of injured players, and 2 of them came back. So, you know, maybe our senior players who are coming back from injury can help us too.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe not. And the only way to find out is to watch these matches or watch the first 88% of it and then leave and take your dog on a walk. How am I supposed to watch if you can't even watch?
The thing about Spurs is they'll find a new way to make you sad.
Yeah.
Because I kind of went into this game being like, okay, you know, if they lose, I've felt this before. They go behind early, they fight back, they can't win, and that's just the normal frustration.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since they gave me the hope, and they're leading, you know, and we could, Yeah, it felt it was a new way to be sad, uh-huh. a new way to be disappointed in them.
Yeah,
I just want one time. It's happened, I think, few enough that I can like count it on one hand. I just want them to like run away with like a 4-0 victory.
Yeah,
that's like it's 3-0 at the 65th minute, and I'm like, oh wow, I can just enjoy this game. I just want to watch them pass the ball and score goals.
Yeah, you've just felt like tense and sad. There's been no release since 2026. Yeah.
Even like their win that they, their one win in December of 2025 was like a 1-0 victory against Palace that like was insanely tense, like just a hard watch. All their matches are hard watches.
That's why you just stopped watching entirely.
I guess I should. I should. Or Dingo would like it.
If you watched and didn't go on a walk, I wonder if they would have won.
It's possible. I think it's possible. Maybe next match I won't go on a walk.
Or start with a walk and then watch the rest of the match. When is the next match and when? Who is it against?
Saturday against Wolves.
Oh, okay. So that might be the win that you guys desire.
I mean, that one's the one that it's an absolute. Well, you know what? The thing is, it's still not a must win. It's not a must win.
Our backs aren't. It's a really should win. Yeah. It's a should.
But I think if we need 3 of the last 5, they're not must win until we play Leeds.
Yeah. And honestly, so, it's only a must win if West Ham wins today. If West Ham loses today, you're back to the drawing board.
Well, we'll still be below them. But yeah, they play Saturday at 10.
Yeah.
7 a.m. your time. You could definitely watch that game.
Uh-huh. At the very least, the second half.
I think their record against Wolves is actually abysmal, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wolves did the double over them last year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think they've won at Wolves in 2 years.
Yeah.
Even though literally everybody else beats them.
Of course.
But yeah, I mean, I hope they win.
Of course. Yeah.
I hope Tottenham wins the game on Saturday.
I think we can all say that. Even their biggest rivals probably hope they win. Even someone who hates Tottenham and wants them to lose every fucking match is really rooting for them to win.
Yeah. Because, well, I mean, think about it like this. If you really hate Tottenham, you should want them to win because... The hope will go up.
Yeah, and then they'll lose more next year.
Yeah, the best version for a Tottenham hater is that we go down on the last day.
Yeah,
so in dramatic fashion.
So you want them to at least draw, maybe win, and then blow it later in May.
Who's the Lakers' biggest rival?
Probably Celtics? Boston. Yeah.
When Boston loses. Mm-hmm. Do you go on like the Boston subreddit and like read the comments of the disappointed fans ever? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's what I do when Arsenal loses.
Or when the Lakers beat the Rockets on Saturday, you like go there and be like, ooh, I bet they hit their coach. Ooh, they think their players suck. Oh, they're steaming about LeBron. Let me read all those sweet comments.
Yeah. All right. That's cool. So it's something that everybody does.
Yeah. Okay, why don't we answer some more? We asked for more If I Were You themed question on our Patreon. We got some pretty interesting queries. People stuck in some way, shape, or form in their lives, and they need our help to get out of it, if you could believe it.
All right, let's do it.
David, one of our patrons, said, help, I need your advice. As a long-standing duo, I recently moved to rural France for a new job. Amazingly, by pure coincidence, I found out after buying my new house that one of my neighbors is an old buddy of mine from the military. Naturally, as two old friends and two of the only English speakers in the area, we end up spending a lot of time together. However, recently I've been finding out that when we meet up, we have nothing to talk about. As a dynamic duo who has been in each other's company constantly for close to 20 years. How do you keep things fresh for so much time together? Love, David.
I think the best thing you could do is start supporting Tottenham.
Yeah, because then you guys have sports to talk about.
The key gen, I'm not kidding. Well, I'm lightly kidding about it being Tottenham because I wouldn't do it, though it actually is probably a good time because if they go down to the championship, they play more games.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're all on Paramount Plus, so it's an easy time to watch. But I think having sports, like, it does, it's helpful. You can always kind of go back to team news, what's happening with your team.
Yeah. It seems like,
so I would do that.
It seems like everybody's into sports or movies or music. And you have to hope to God that the person you're meeting aligns. Cause it's like, if I meet a music guy and I'm a sports guy, it doesn't really, there's not a vibe there. But if I'm like, sports, where are you from? Yeah. Milwaukee? Are you a basketball fan? Yeah. Then we could just talk for an hour straight.
Yeah. I think that sports are also easier to get. Like, say he is into sports and you're not. I think you could. Where do they move to?
Rural France? France. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you start supporting the Marseille marsupials.
Uh-huh.
That's
the local club.
That's real. Oh, you know what? Or Monaco. What is the French soccer league called? League One?
I don't know. There's La Liga. There's Le Bleu, which is the name of their national team.
Okay, well, La Liga,
there's Bundesliga,
is
which is Germany.
Serie A is Italy.
Oh yeah, so maybe
La Liga is Spanish.
No, Spanish shit.
I think it's League One.
Okay,
is, and that's
PSG.
Yeah. So yeah, I would start doing that.
Just get you into start supporting the French soccer club.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you're buying into sports culture, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I think that's super easy because you could theoretically get into movies. I feel like of those three things, music is the hardest one to like just get into all of the sudden.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Which one, where would you rank those three for you if you were talking to a new person?
I think sports number one, because I can, you know, I like sports, even if I don't like the same sport as them. I'm like genuinely curious and like asking how their league works, mm-hmm. who their favorite players are. Yeah. Like I could get into that. Then movies, because I like movies generally.
Yeah, in general.
Music is the hardest one because if it's not Enema of this, if it didn't come out between like Cheshire Cat and the Mark, Tom and Travis show, I don't know it. Do you know what I mean?
YouTube has been giving me a lot of punk covers to Tony Hawk soundtrack songs.
Yeah.
Like acoustic covers of Lagwagon's May 16th, and it's really good.
That's cool.
Really good. I'll send you some clips.
I would like that. Yeah, that's the type of music I could get into. But if somebody is like, oh, there's a new band, I'd be like, no.
There actually is.
I don't listen to new bands.
What about new pop stars like Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter?
Could not tell you I think Olivia Rodrigo, I've heard at least one of her songs. Mm-hmm. Does she say Good For You?
Yeah.
Or something like that? That one I know. And then everybody else I've never heard a Sabrina Carpenter song.
Okay.
And I've never heard, I don't know, a Charlie XCX. I don't know any of the pop stars and I don't need to. I wouldn't say I don't want to. I don't care to.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference to me.
Yeah. This would be a bad conversation starter for someone who's really into music.
Right. Yeah. How does that new Charlie D'Amelio song go? Is she a singer or is she just a TikToker?
I don't want to know, and I don't need to know. So please don't talk about it.
Specifically. I don't care to know you deeper. Okay.
You are persona non grata.
I
know, interesting.
I guess they didn't say, did they say that they speak French?
No, they didn't.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe you already speak French, so this isn't interesting, but in theory, you guys could practice your French on each other, which could be cool.
But when you say sounds like you want to kiss the other person.
Oh, yeah. Can I practice Frenching with you?
I really want to French
sock
you.
My blur.
Holy cow. I want a French something.
Let's
or someone.
French each other.
What? It You're just French means to tutor. Practice French.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a car-based question. MC writes, I'm not really good with cars, but maybe you know. I'm buying a new car, and I just want to buy the new version of a car I already have. the GR86. Since I've had this car for almost a decade, and it's the perfect daily driver. My girlfriend says it's impractical because we want to start a family soon, and the backseat is basically unusable because it's a two-door car. I contend that she drives a big SUV with plenty of room for multiple car seats if she wants. Why don't we just take my car? She could say, why don't we just take my car and family road trips? She says I'm being unreasonable and I need to, quote, accept that I'm not in my sports car era of my life anymore. Should I just get a Camry and suck it up or follow my heart into a smaller car?
It's an interesting, I mean, I don't think you're being selfish, but I think you're maybe not thinking the whole thing through.
Are you like, a one car family?
Yeah, we're a one car family because we live in New York. So we had to get a bigger car.
It needs the one car needs to be big enough for a car seat. But with a two car family, doesn't it seem like one car can be for a baby and one car can be for not baby?
I mean, not really. I think it complicates things because it's like if you have a baby, then anytime your wife needs a car, she's got to use, you know, she can't take her car if it's bigger and has the car seat in case you might need the car. It's going to be more annoying for you ultimately. I think better to be like, I have my car, she has her car. They each have a baby seat.
They each have a baby seat. So you need two SUVs? Especially if you have two.
What if you have two kids? What if you have a second kid? Are you going to be like, okay, you do all of the kid stuff in that car? What if like one's going to soccer practice and one's going to swimming?
But isn't that like a problem for like 4 or 5 years down the line? If you don't have any kids, you can't start buying cars based on what if we have two?
Well, you could do it based on if we might want kids, I think, because you hang on to cars for a long time and they depreciate. So it's not like you could just sell this sports car and get a Camry. I mean, you can do that. Yeah. You can do that if you really want to.
This actually reminds me of my fish dilemma. I mean, I have two fish and like, am I supposed to both get them two 5 gallon tanks that are bigger than the tanks they're in right now? I need one big tank for both fish, but they won't get along. But I don't want to upgrade one and then I have to upgrade the other.
With a separator.
Yeah, I could do one big tank with a separator. But then at that point, that separated big tank is basically as big as their regular tank. Here, let me take my camera for the Patreon so they can see. I've kept these fish alive for over 2 months now.
Are they both there?
No, this is just Anna. This is the female fish. Yeah. And she's happy in this bowl.
I'm happy for her.
She's actually really happy in this bowl. So what do you recommend for this dude? That he has to get a non-sports car?
I mean, I think if it were me, I would look at other cars and see if you like anything. I think it's fair to be like, this is my car, it's my choice. I'm gonna get this. And if we need another car when we have a family, I'll sell it and you're gonna eat the cost. And I will also admit that when Jill was pregnant, I traded in my 4Runner for a RAV4 because I thought it was more practical and I hated it. And
why
I broke the lease. Because it was just small and it looked like an Uber. And I was like, Jill kept on like, I mean, we both kept on just like going up to random RAV4s on the street and pulling at the handle because we thought it was ours. It looked like every single car. Uh-huh. And I was like I don't feel any joy when I get inside it. And when I get in my 4Runner, I actually am happy to be there. So I think there's a lot of value there.
Yeah.
I just think you might be able to find it in a more practical car. But if you can't, that's fine.
Much like I thank God for not making me a pedophile, because that would be a really hard urge to have to overcome every day. I also thank God for not making me a car person. Because I've been saving a lot of money by not giving a shit about what I drive. So like
Cars
big car,
music.
Small car, Prius, Toyota, Mazda, whatever the
I
fuck.
Don't
it's
care.
All good.
I don't care to know.
Nor do I care to touch a fucking child. It's all just like not in me. I don't know.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, thank exactly. God. Thank God.
That's a really,
really
weird way to look
God.
At it.
Yeah. But it's practical both ways. It's like better this way, I think.
For sure. For sure.
Okay, one last question.
No, I have to go.
Okay. See you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening and keep asking us those questions. And we'll be back next week. Audio on our podcast feed. And video right here on Patreon.
Ciao.
Bye.